John chapter 11, 31 to 36. The Jews then who were with her in the house, and were consoling her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came to where Jesus was, saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Then Jesus, when he saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, was moved with indignation in his spirit and was troubled. And he said, Where have you put him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews then said, Behold, how he loved him.
Mary came to the Lord at Martha's word. She reiterated what Martha first told the Lord. Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died. This also is an opinion, a complaint against the Lord. The Lord never argued, neither did he accept their opinion. They simply did not understand that as long as the Lord was present, everything would be all right. They could not realize this, for they were very sorrowful and even weeping. For this reason, the Lord groaned in his spirit and was troubled. He did not groan over the death of Lazarus, but over the fact that not one of the sorrowful ones knew that he was the present resurrection, and he was troubled by this. At this juncture, the Lord wept in sympathy with their sorrow over Lazarus' death. If you read this chapter carefully, you will see that even the death of Lazarus was provided by God. In his sovereignty, God prepared the environment which allowed Jesus' follower to die. God's sovereignty provided such a death situation in order to unfold Christ's resurrection power. Without death, there is no way to express resurrection. Resurrection needs death. How could resurrection be manifested without it? We need to praise the Lord for the death of Lazarus. If Martha and Mary had seen that resurrection can never be manifested without death, they would have praised the Lord when they saw their brother dying. They would have known that this death would manifest the Lord's resurrection.